We have Don Pavic here with the Salvation Army and his conspirator, Rachel Kelly with Radar Automotive. How are you two doing today?
Wonderful.
Yes, good. Very well. Thank you.
Good. So, Don, we're going to kick it off with you, and Rachel's going to be jumping in here as we move along to talk about the Salvation Army and how it went this year.
Well, first off, good morning, Northfield. What a wonderful place to live in.
Yeah, it is.
Isn't it? Sure is.
You know, when you have a fund such as Salvation Army, it is just so exciting to have a place like Northfield to deal with. And I had so much success. And I got to, first off, you know, recognize Jim Dale.
Yeah.
You know, I think I got involved with Jim about 3 years ago. And I'm not even sure how we got involved. But he wanted to start a counter kettle program, and he started with 15 kettles. And I said, well, you know, I could do that. And before we got done, we ended up with 40 kettles. It was just a marvelous program. Well, anyway, some people, folks don't know, but Jim was stricken with cancer this fall, just as the campaign was going to start. And you know, everybody felt bad, and finally, you know, somebody had to pick up the program to schedule bell ringers.
Right.
And anyway, I have to reach out and say thank you to Janet, Jim's widow, and Steve and Karen Boardman. They just were marvelous. But I did all the scheduling, but them three people, they put out the kettles every morning. They picked up the money at night, and they were just a real, real help.
That's great.
Anyway, yeah. For all of those, Jim Dale was the best man.
Jim Dale was a phenomenal human being. I think I got involved in this 3-4 years ago. Jim came on the show with Jeff to talk about the bell ringing. And like a lot of people, I had some reservations about bell ringing, and I talked to Jim about that off air, and he explained to me made me understand that ringing the bell for the Salvation Army is absolutely the right thing to do, and it's one of the best things you can do for your community.
Yeah.
And Jim was such a kind and gentle man.
Yeah.
And he is going to be greatly missed in this community. Yeah.
Well, you know, in Northfield, Salvation Army was Jim Dale, really. I mean, he was just a spearhead, and he got it all done. So,
yep.
Anyway, so with that being said, everyone wants to know the results. So I'm going to give a little results. First off, Rice County, under the direction of Jesse Thomas, who is our Rice County chair, he's the sheriff. And I thought it'd be good to be involved with the sheriff, you know, the way I spend my days. But anyways, he's just a wonderful man. But we reached our goal in Rice County, right, which was right around $100,000. And of that, Northfield participated, and we did around $40,000.
Wow.
It was marvelous, marvelous. But when I raised my hand and said I would help with the bell ringers, I come up with a different kind of idea. And rather than trying to, you know, we ring bells for 21 days in two locations, which is, 42 total days to ring, and four shifts. Well, that gives us 168 two-hour shifts. Well, if you're going to find people to fill all them shifts, it's just a big job.
Mm-hmm.
So I come up with the idea, and they did some of this in the past, but I come up with the idea that I'm just going to go around and use some of my influence for whatever that was worth. And I even got KYMN to do a day again.
We sure
but
did.
But I decided to go to a lot of my friends and recruit them to do a day rather than a shift. Mm-hmm. And I ended up getting 29 businesses to do a day.
That's fantastic.
And my friend here, Rachel Kelly, I went to their business, and her dad, Bill, heard me talking about it. He says, oh, we would do that. And next thing I know, Rachel comes out of the back office and says, I would do a day also. So, wow. Rach, tell them about how that worked out for you.
Yeah, for sure. So first of all, I just want to say thank you, Don, because this year wouldn't have been possible without you signing it all up. So, yeah, I mean, us at Raider Automotive, we really take priority in giving back to this community. It truly is a privilege being able to do business here in such an awesome community with great people. So whenever there's opportunities like this that arise, we are more than happy to pitch in and volunteer our time to help and give back. So yeah. Thank you, Donnie, for coming in and recruiting us. We'd be happy to keep continuing doing it.
And you can go back and tell your dad, if you don't mind, that you, on your day, they did separate days. I can't remember, 22nd and 23rd, I believe, yep. Of whatever. And you raised more money on your day than he did on his.
Oh, a little friendly and competition there.
I will have to let him know.
And for any of the folks out there that did do a day, I've got all the statistics per day, per location. Mm. And so if you want to know, I didn't want to publish it. I don't want to give it on the air. But you know, anybody that wants to know what their facility did, sure. Bell ringing.
You can tell people that KYMN sort of lapped the field.
KYMN did. Actually, KYMN, I should tell people. Rach, tell them more about yourself or whatever.
Well, I was curious, Rachel, did you have a group of friends join you on your day, or was it like more family, or how did that work out?
I was actually a solo act.
You were there the whole day.
I was there the whole day.
Wow.
Donnie stepped in a little bit towards the end and helped me out. But yeah, I was there the whole day. It was fun. Wow. I saw a lot of people I know in the community. That was fun. But
did
yeah,
you? Okay. And it wasn't super cold that day? Because I feel
I had a beautiful day, actually.
Oh,
it was sunny and I could take my coat off and everything. So I lucked out.
Good, good. Did you bring any like music with you or anything?
No music.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. That was one thing I discovered during my shift with Paula here at KYMN. I brought a little Bluetooth speaker and played music up from my phone. And that was really fun because it just kind of helped make the time go by a little faster. You did the same thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was my partner on the weekly list, Danny Moyer. I mean, so we're going to have music. There was no way.
Right.
But
yeah.
Ryan outdid everybody because he did like he fabulous'd up the whole thing and like had this the sequined Santa coat on. And the whole it was tremendous.
I said this has to be our uniform for KYMN next year. Everyone comes in a sequin red jacket.
I will say I did sing Jingle Bells with one guy, so there was a little bit of music.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. Cool, very cool.
But you know, not to be outdone, Heritage Bank. Mm-hmm. They really the girls there. They had the very first shift on the 15th. And it was right around Thanksgiving, and they all dressed up in different outfits, and you know, it was just really special. One of the bad things that happened was this year is that you know we had that snowstorm, and I was gone. And that really, it's amazing. We average about $877 per day per location.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you know when you lose a day on them that day, both locations we were down around $200.
Oof. Yeah.
You know, and then even the day you know before, I guess apparently there was warnings.
Yeah.
So storms really, really affect. And the other thing that you really, you know, being there is so important. Mm-hmm. I know I had a couple, and they'd call and they say, "Oh, I won't be able to make my shift," and I says, "Well, I was in Florida." I said, "I'm sorry, I can't really help you." But so what Rachel and Bill and Raider Auto, I always want to say Valley Auto, because for folks that don't know, it used to be Valley Auto House, and I'm so proud of their new name, Rachel.
Absolutely.
Whose idea was that?
You. It was actually Bill and Chris, the owner's idea.
Rachel, you can take credit for it. No one's going to.
I helped make the logo. I'll take credit for the logo.
There you go.
But anyway, so the average per day was $877. And Rich, KYMN.
Yes, sir.
Outdid that.
I know.
They were over that. You guys underdid that, but doing it. But what happens is the early on, you know, these guys won't tell you. They rang on December
23rd. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we had prime time. I mean, yeah.
We did. And that, I feel like, does always make a difference.
It does.
It does.
Yeah.
Because that's your best, those are your best ringing days, aren't they?
Unbelievable. Yeah. You know, you could use two kettles that day. I mean, it just, it's amazing. That 23rd and the 24th, and 24th, Jim was going to only ring for two shifts. Well, I had actually people wanting to ring, so I ended up expanding it to three shifts. I probably could have gone even four. But the 24th, Paul Ryland, give him a little plug. Go. They were out there, and they had a trumpet and music and a gong. Mm. And it's just, they raised just lots of money on the 24th, you know.
Yeah,
yeah, it was over $1,000 in three shifts.
That's wow. In three shifts.
That's
yes.
Crazy.
That's fantastic.
Yes. So
that's great.
But yeah, so anyway, I ended up with 20, like I said, of the total shifts, I had 90 total shifts filled with people such as Rachel in the various locations. I had. I'm just going to recognize a few of the places
sure.
that did it. Lions Club, Community Resource Bank did a couple of shifts, Methodist Church, Rotary Club did several shifts, Professional Pride Realty, the VFW, both men and the women did shifts. I mentioned Heritage Bank, Carlson Capital Management, Chamber of Commerce.
Chamber did a great, they all dressed up in costumes too, I saw them.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, that was great, yeah.
And then we had a battle of the police departments.
Yes, we did.
Yep.
Northfield Police and Rice County Sheriff. Of course, that was unfair again. You know, we raise, and it's not a knock to Family Fair at all, because I love doing Family Fair. But Cub is so much bigger. Yep. And so they do normally raise more money there.
Sure.
But Family Fair, of course, being locally owned and locally been there forever. Mm-hmm. But Emmaus Baptist Church. And then the big one, KYMN, the one. And then I had Franson Bank, Epic, College City Beverage took a couple shifts. So, you know, folks, anybody that's listening, and talk to Rachel, talk to him about getting for next year, sign up, because I think we'll have people trying to get shifts, you know, you know, poor Rachel and Bill, I came in and, you know, it was getting close to the campaign already and trying to fill days. And it was just marvelous the way people stepped up and took them days. So
Can I ask you a question, Rachel? Had you ever rung before?
I had never.
No. Okay, so I mean, and you sang Jingle Bells with one guy, but can you talk a little bit about the experience? I mean, I know for me, it's incredibly rewarding to stand at that and that kettle and talk to some of the people who come by. But can you tell us a little bit about that for you?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I feel like it kind of encapsulated Northfield in a sense. Like, so many people donated and were willing to give whatever they had. So I just thought, like you said, it's super rewarding. And I saw a lot of people I know. I met a lot of new people. And I don't know, you can kind of build little relationships just standing there ringing the bell all day.
Mm-hmm. You going to do it again next
awesome.
Year?
For sure.
You going to do really 8 hours again next year?
Sure. For Don, I will, yes.
Well, or who knows, maybe you can have some friends join
we'll do
you
whatever
and rotate
need to do.
Yeah. Friends.
Yeah, for sure.
If you're going to be there all day, you can have one friend come for a few hours, another friend come. Yeah.
Definitely get some music, costume.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. Do the Bluetooth speaker if you can.
Absolutely.
That helps a lot. It was actually my first time doing Red Salvation Army as well. And I got to say, I had a lot of fun because especially doing it with Paula, mm-hmm. Paula Granquist is for Art Zany, and her and I are always in passing because she comes in on Fridays to do her show and I'll be like, hey, Paula, bye. You know, I don't really ever get a chance to talk to her. So it gave me a chance to connect with Paula and get to know her.
Get to know your coworkers a little bit that you don't normally get to talk to.
Exactly.
Just to budge in a little bit, but what I've done, I've sent out a recognition to all the people that did that, and next year I'll be sending out a reminder maybe in September, October. Mm-hmm. But I think the big thing would be to remind people. I didn't even think about sending out suggestions on music, costumes, and so forth. Mm-hmm. And you know the other thing? Kids are really important.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
You know, people love kids. But let me say a little bit about the other ring. The other people that rang, we had 31 individuals ring. And again, I have gone so far now that I've got them all on a group. So I can start, I sent them thank yous yesterday, and I can start reminding them in September. But 31 different individuals, and get this, there was 70, I think, some shifts left to fill. But many of these people, I have to recognize Dee Dee Little. She does, I got to believe she does 7-8 shifts.
Wow.
Yeah. But there's numerous people that do double, triple shifts. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So to fill that with 39, but 31 ringers, and a lot of names that I didn't even know.
Yeah.
But as I was going through the website yesterday, and I got all their contact info, it was kind of a big job, but I logged them all down so I can make them into a group text. So anyway, that's probably as much I need to say about that. But I'd like to touch a little bit. You got anything else you want to say, Rach?
No, just I encourage everybody to get out there and sign up next year.
Did you guys have a one of the counter kettles in your shop also?
No. Yeah, a little. Or
the little
kettles? No, we didn't.
Oh,
not.
You did? Okay.
No.
All right.
You know, I didn't know that was a thing, actually.
God. Yeah,
you know, the thing is, it's really hard in places that don't have, much retail, you know. They don't have retail there.
That's true.
Yeah. I was hoping... The lady that was going to come this morning is Randy Heinrich with K gas station.
Oh, Circle K.
Circle K.
Yeah.
They were, believe it or not, they did such a great job. This year I had 38 kettles out, and we raised just short of $3,000.
That's fantastic.
And a $68 average per kettle. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there were some kettles that were... Not much in them. Mm-hmm. But that Circle K, they raised $447. I emptied them three times. She called after the campaign started and wanted a second kettle.
Wow.
So they have two registers in their location, and I had one by each register.
Mm.
And it was just amazing. They did just an amazing job. But them, and then the other one I wanted to recognize is Bruce from Culver's. Bruce didn't acknowledge being here this morning, but they did a marvelous job. They had me emptying their kettle, and they wanted a spare kettle in the back room. It was just special. But the person that was going to be here this morning was my friend Jorge from Perkins.
Oh, yeah.
And Perkins did a marvelous job for us. So it's, but from last year, it's so amazing. Last year, we raised... $28.94.90, and this year we raised $28.95.72. So just short of
onward and upward, man.
And some came in a little later, so that's why I say $3,000. Yeah. But
close enough.
Yeah, sure. It was just, but anyway, again, so people that are interested in ringing, and the counter kettle program, $3,000 doesn't seem like much. But, in an economy like we've had, and I talked to a lot of people come, grocery prices are high. I mean, and it's not the grocery store's fault. I should recognize Cub and Family Fair, the management, and the coffee shop at Family Fair. They provided all the bell ringers with free coffee or hot chocolate.
They did?
They sure did. They asked me if I wanted a hot chocolate.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I wanted a peppermint mocha that day.
They won't give you a special stitch.
No, and that's fair. But just the fact that they were doing that was really cool. Yeah,
yeah, but my traditional line, because I was at Family Fair all along, I would always say, "Welcome to Family Fair. Enjoy your shopping experience."
That's great.
And on the way out, I'd say, "Thank you for shopping, Family Fair." But invariably, I had a little contest. I would look at their cart of groceries. I'd say, well, let's figure out, let's just see how much you spent here today.
Yeah.
And I would always guess like $82 or whatever.
Yeah.
And they'd say, you won't believe it, $170.
Wow.
But a good friend of mine, Carol Ferris, I can use her name on the air, she came out and I said, Carol, wow, you got quite a bit of stuff there. You must have spent $160. She says, Donnie, $310. So I say that only that people still found it in their heart to put money in the kettle.
They did, you know. And two things: one, that experience is what you make of it. You know,
exactly.
Like what you did, or what I did, or Rachel. I mean, all of us, we put our spin on it. You know, try to find a way to make it fun, have a good time, because it can be a lot of fun if you
allow
it
to be.
Put your spin. Yep, allow it to be.
Yeah.
And also just the generosity, like, as you said, someone just spent $300 on groceries, but it's like at that point, too, it's like, meh, what's another $5 at that point or whatever, or a couple of dollars, whatever you got.
I'm so amazed how many people would just slip a $20 bill in there.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I saw a ton of that when I was there.
Yeah.
It was crazy. People, tens and twenties, like left and right. It was crazy.
There was one of my ringers said to me that there was a lady that came, and she had just a pile of change, and she came, and she dumped it all in it, slid it down in. Then she went back to her car, came again. She says, I emptied out all our change jars at home. I'm giving it all to the Salvation Army.
Oh, that's really cool. Awesome.
So it was really, really special. But then let me chat just a little bit about the money, how it goes back out. Because, again, being kind of a newbie, I wanted to know, how does it get back to Northfield? And I called the sheriff, and he says, well, you can say that 88% comes back to Northfield. And I says, how does it do that? They said, via the Community Action Center. So I went to the Community Action Center. They really didn't know much about that. And I says, well, wait a minute, somebody's either fibbing me or what. Well, I found out how it really happens. And a lot of it may come through churches. So if somebody comes into a church and is looking for help with rent assistance or heating bills or whatever, the church can call the Community Action Center, and the Community Action Center will do the processing. They go to Salvation Army. So it comes back to Northville in small increments.
Okay.
And the money just goes to individuals.
That's cool.
So it's a wonderful, wonderful way. So people, churches, whatever, if they have needs, that's what they
absolutely.
There you go. Wow.
Well, we could talk about this forever, but we've got to get moving. Rachel. Kelly, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. Thank you for all the hard work you did. An entire day ringing the that's a lot.
That's
man.
A big commitment.
rewarding, but thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Donnie, we just can't thank you enough for all the work that you did for stepping in the way you did.
One more thing.
Okay.
Now, I was here early this morning, so can we say that I'm the pre-show for Tim McNiff?
Yeah, you are.
Sure.
You are.
Okay.
Would you like to throw us and say we'll be back with Tim McNiff?
Last time I was here, I was after Tim McNiff, and I thought he didn't do as good a job pre-meeting me afterwards.
Okay.
Anyway, make sure Tim McNiff knows he had a real all-star.
You got it all warmed up for him. He'll be ready to go.
And we
got
to greet Jeff Johnson. He might be listening, but I told him yesterday at the station here, I would recognize him. So.
Yep.
Thank you so much, Northfield. Thank you so much, Kim Radio. Rachel, thank you so much for being here. And folks, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Don.
We love Northfield.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Rachel.
Thank you.
All right.